Mark, congratulations.
Thank you. Excited.
Not the first time for you in the NBL. I think it was, nearly 10 years ago with the 36ers?
It's actually 8 to the day when I finished at BTAS. So it seems like an eternity. there's been a lot of training sessions and a lot of national championships at the juniors in that time. And I'm excited to get back into it and be able to do it at home here in Tasmania. I'm very, very lucky.
So when do you move down?
Mid-July is the planned date at this stage. So be down, ready to start roughly 15 July. Jump in the offices at Kingborough Stadium and get to work.
So will you have a specific defined role, as in offence, defence, tactics, or just a bit of everything?
At this stage, it's a little bit of everything. I'm sure once Scott gets his full staff together and we have more face-to-face discussions, there'll be some areas of responsibility that'll be a little bit more specific. But, you know, overall, you've got to be very flexible to do many different roles.
Coached a lot of kids over the last 8 years, seen a lot of talent come through, and it's great to see young local blokes like Rain Smith and Taron Armstrong progressing with their basketball.
Yeah, it is. I've been in Basketball Tasmania programs since bottom age 14s and for the Australian under-19s to go away and represent Australia. You know, they've probably been two really good role models for all our other kids. We will use them as role models, and they have been, there's no doubt about that, and will continue to be in the future.
I spoke to Phil Thomas just the other day, and he mentioned with your appointment, a big advantage that the Jack Jumpers will have was your experience with coaching national underage teams over the years. So you know a lot of these boys and girls playing around the country, but particularly boys with the Jack Jumpers to start off with. You've seen them not only from Tasmania, but around the country as well. So you might come in handy in a few years' time with recruiting some of these young boys once they, you know, go through their college or whatever their plans are.
Well, I hope that's the case. It's certainly going to be a competitive market. There's only 10 teams in the NBL, so it's very competitive for the athletes that you need, you know, a good level of talent to be able to play in the NBL. So hopefully the time that I've spent with the Australian junior teams will at least give us a good voice and someone that they hopefully already trust, because I would have been around the majority, you know, during this eight-year period. The guys that are going to be in the NBL would have been in Australian junior team. So hopefully I can use that relationship to help us put a foot up in recruiting, and I'm sure Scott does a great job in that. He's been in the NBA, and he's been around a lot of high-level players, and he certainly knows what it takes to be an elite player, and I'm sure that they'll be coming to be coached by him probably more than me as an assistant coach, but hopefully I can help us in that space.
Jack Jumpers are going about it the right way. They've really, I think, immersed themselves in becoming a Tasmanian team rather than just a Hobart team.
I feel like they've done it really well. Even before I was appointed, I've met Simon and Scott just in general conversations as they were travelling, and they've done a great job of trying to connect the state with the bloodlines concept. You feel like it's, without even a player being signed, you feel like it's a state team,
yeah.
Yeah, a state team. And I think Scott's done a great job behind the scenes of connecting with a lot of people that you wouldn't even know. It doesn't make front page, but behind the scenes, he's made phone calls, he's met people face-to-face. He's done a really, really good job of making people feel like that they belong, whether it be on the male side of it or the female side of it. I know he spent time with Sarah Veal and the Tornadoes, and you're right from the start, they've gone about it the right way.
Hmm. So since your last stint in the NBL, has the competition changed a lot? Is it better? Is it faster? Or has the style changed or what?
I think probably all of the above. The talent level has definitely gone up, and there's more players now at the top end of the Australian talent pathway looking to stay here in Australia. They don't necessarily all go overseas to Europe if they can't make the NBA. We've probably got more players staying here than going to college, and that maybe hasn't happened in the past. And Larry Kesselman's done an an outstanding job of keeping the league relevant and vibrant. You know, he's had to purchase his own teams and then he has sold them off. So he's done a great job of, in many different markets, keeping the game alive in those areas. And I think the Jack Jumpers is another example of that. Fresh team right from the start, and he's invested in it, and I'm sure all Tasmanians will invest in a Jack Jumpers membership.
Competition starts in October, so when do you guys start recruiting players?
There's already a little bit of recruiting going on for overseas athletes that we've looked at, but the majority of the Australian stuff, July, you can try and assemble a team, which we've got to have 11 players, 11 contracted players. Obviously, we've got Cy Deans already as a development player,
yeah,
which is fantastic for Tasmanian juniors to see that pathway.
So when you're a development player in the NBL, what exactly does that mean? I assume they go to regular training sessions with the squad, but what else do they get to do?
Yeah, so Cy, as a development player, is involved in everything. He can participate in games as well. Part of his deal is he can't be paid anything. There's no remuneration for his position specifically, because not just the development player, but him specifically, because he wants to go to college, so he has to in the US.
Yep.
So he needs to be able to keep his eligibility as an amateur. But you participate in everything. We've seen DPs on other teams this year be able to play minutes and contribute to their teams, and hopefully Sire will be no different. So it's a great opportunity for him, and I'm sure if he gets his opportunity to jump on the floor, he'll be put himself right in the mix of the action.
Yeah, pretty good carrot for young players like him and others around the place who want to play basketball professionally. Well, listen, congratulations. Oh, you'll be a big loss to BTAS. I know there'll be many parents across the Northwest in particular who will be sorry to see you go, but I'm sure you'll keep ties and keep in track with young players coming through the ranks and stay involved as much as possible.
Well, most definitely. I've already said to Nick Martin, who has taken over my position, and he's been in the South Development Office for the last 3.5 years, that when I have the ability to jump on court with him in Hobart or come to camps in Launceston when they're statewide camps, I want to keep involved and keep tabs on the kids that I've been involved in over the last 8 years. And, you know, we're always looking for the next Jack Jumper. So
you
certainly want to keep a handle on all of that.
All right. Well, good luck. And you've taught a lot of kids how to play basketball. Well done. We'll no doubt talk again when you're down in Hobart and settled and maybe got some recruiting news for us.
I'd love to. I appreciate the support. And, you know, I have probably publicly thanked everybody that's been involved with programming over the last 8 years. But it's been, as much as I have given the kids through experience, those kids and families have given me the opportunity and to coach them and learn a lot from them, and it's been one of the best jobs that I've ever had. I've really enjoyed it, and time for a new journey.
Indeed. Good luck. We'll talk soon. See you around the basketball.
Cheers. Thank you.